Hey everybody, welcome back to Hen Talk, where we bring the chicken heads back to the coop. Let's get started on today's episode. So today we are going to talk about something we are kind of all familiar with, and that is the pandemic. Something that everyone has been impacted by worldwide, with anxiety, the actual virus, depression, and then, you know, those people that couldn't leave their house for so long, they're like, what do we do? So in today's episode, we're going to cover the shutdown, vaccines, my experience with COVID. It's just going to be a huge roller coaster ride of like my past year. And hopefully some of you can relate to exactly what I'm going through. If not, you can get an insight up to what other people went through besides your experience with COVID. So let's get started. Alrighty then. So I remember the pandemic first made uproars, I think around like November. Like there was, you know, news articles, everything that was happening in China. We didn't think nothing about it. And then I remember there was like alleged few cases that weren't, but were COVID related symptoms around January, February, shortly after. Was it the World War III memes? Do we all remember the World War III memes? I was cracking up. I don't know why I thought they were so funny, but if you follow me on Twitter, I was busting out laughing. I remember it was my birthday. We went out in March. We went out for my birthday for a simple dinner, nothing too crazy. And because I didn't really want to go out, I didn't want to celebrate, you know, everything that was going on. It felt kind of dirty even going out to dinner. Because I remember people were staying home at that point. And then the following week, I remember everything shutting down. I showed up for work and my boss was like, had been calling out all these servers, you know, just stay home. We don't need you. We're slow, because nobody was really coming out. The business really slowed down because people were afraid or were being cautious. And so I remember that Monday that happened, it was down to managers only. Everything was already shut down. There was nothing that could be done. The country had shut down, and I'm sitting here like, what the fuck is going on? Like, this is crazy to me. Like, I never in my lifetime thought that this could be something happening, you know, with my generation. And so I remember it was managers only, and they really worked us to the bone, honestly. You know, they say, you know, first responders and stuff like that, but I was in the service industry, so it was literally nonstop working. We worked 12-hour shifts 5 days a week, and we kind of alternated here and there until someone, but he complained to, like, you know, the corporate that he didn't feel safe during these times, closing by himself. So we all had to work from open to close, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., with two people at least closing, and it was just frustrating. I remember corporate did nothing positive to help us endure the pandemic. And yes, I understand, it's a pandemic. You don't really know how to react, but also there's ways that you can try to learn from other countries to what they're doing and what they've been doing before it happened. I just feel like the United States really let its peoples down at that point, just because they weren't actively prepping for it. We had at least 2 months of warning. But yeah, so I remember one specific day, like, we had gloves because, you know, you're a restaurant, you still have to wear gloves. Sanitation is number one. I remember they fired our GM during that time, and it was chaos. I tried to quit, then they tried to fire me, but then they were like, no, we need them, or some shit like that. And I remember specifically one time, like, this lady, before we even had masks distributed to us, coughed on my hand as I was handing her money. Like, literally, like, I'm not sitting here saying, oh, she lightly coughed to the side. No, this fucking bitch, literally, as I'm handing her money, coughs on my hand. And I'm just like, seriously? In the middle of a pandemic? All right. It took everything in me not to, like, cuss her out. But I walked away. A lot of people were kind of understanding, you know, being managers only, there was a 2, 4, 5 managers only. So three of us had a cook, two of us had a cook, one had a pool, one had to do payments and put in orders, and then the other one kind of prepped and did something. The other one was worthless, but let's be real. That was the general idea. So of course it's me and my best friend. running shit because we're badass motherfuckers. Shout out to Eden, hey girl. And so she and I literally slayed the entire thing. I call us a dynamic duo because people were so nice to us, but then, you know, when it got backed up, people were kind of aggressive and they're like, oh, I've been waiting out here for 30 minutes. I'm like, well, sir, take a big gander to the parking lot. There's 12 cars in this parking lot and one me. You're gonna have to wait a little bit. You know, I'm sorry, like, that's just what it is. And after the pandemic, I remember we finally got our masks like a month and a half into the pandemic, and we finally got our masks. And people were starting to be a lot nicer. They were super friendly. People were just chilling. It was a good time because honestly, at this point, the company that I was working for has shown me that they did not care about us. They just wanted to keep us in business, make themselves money. But when it came to our mental health, our sanity, our physical health, like, they did not care. They were said, you're working to the bone because we're paying you salary, which, hey, totally get, we're salaried team members, but also, I don't know, maybe have some understanding. We're in a pandemic, you know what I mean? We kept asking for help. We needed at least one cook and at least one person to help run to orders. That simple. Two people was too much for them. Too much. So fast forward, when we finally decided to reopen the restaurants, when the whole fucking country decided to open back up, was Mother's Day. Now, I know what you're saying. Mother's Day, really? The busiest time for restaurant history ever. Not only did we do that, we also decided to implement a whole new online system. Yeah. Let's just say I got very drunk at the end of my shift that day because it was chaotic. So, dealing with that, you know, people were still upset that we didn't have enough seating. We had to social distance, and people never understood that. Why? Why are we social distancing? Why do you think there, just because we opened up the country doesn't mean that there's still not a virus going around? People did not understand that. People were super disrespectful to me. I was a restaurant manager, in case I did not fill you guys in. But people were just so rude. And I'm just like, we're in a pandemic. I sound like a broken record. It's all over the news. Is this your first time coming out of your rock? I don't know. So literally, I remember dealing with all of that and then dealing with, you know, stress of work and unhappy lives and just like kind of had to get away from that. So I remember me and my friend Erica decided to be like, let's go to the gym, you know, let's go, you know, yeah, smart idea. Everything opens back up. Let's go to the gym. Yeah. COVID, not a thing, right? I was an idiot. I will admit to that. I should have just stayed home that day and things would have been a lot better for me. But I decided to go to the gym with my girl. And, you know, I'm just like, you know what? Let's work out, blah, blah, blah. And I remember going home. And then the following week, I felt super different. I felt ill, but not ill. I just felt like I was in my body, but I was also projecting away. I don't know how to explain it. It just felt faintness and dizziness. And I just thought, I'm like, oh, it's weird. Maybe I'm just exhausted from working too much. And then everything just kind of got a little bit surreal because then I found out that my grandma was slowly passing away from her dementia and Alzheimer's battle. And I remember that happening at the same time as my dad possibly having COVID that Monday. And I was just like, there's no way, like, you know, he's fine. Like, he just felt sick. And, well, I was still going to work and, but I just did not think I was sick. I just thought I was upset, okay? And I didn't feel weird. And I remember I went to a bar with my friend Lindsay and we got a couple of drinks and I was trying to muster up the courage to go see my grandma because this might be the last time I see her. And note, let's just note, I had not been the perfect grandchild just because there was family drama between me, my dad's side of the family and us. So not that it was my grandma's fault, but it just kind of spiraled into where I just didn't want to be around them. So if I went to go visit her, you know, I had to see them, then we have to talk. And I'm just like, I'm not dealing with that right now. So I went with Lindsay to this bar. We got a couple drinks and I built up the courage to just go say hi. and buy. You know what I mean? So I went to the home that she was in and I saw her. I cried, you know, like I got to hold her one last time. And then I left bawling, obviously, because this grandma was the grandma that brought me here from Mexico for the first time. She brought me here when I was like, I think 6 and a half, about to be 7. She brought me to show me the United States. And I always told her that one of my main dreams was to be able to take her to New York. And that never got to happen because of her dementia and Alzheimer's that really advanced quickly. So never got to fulfill that dream, but hopefully one day I'm able to carry her memory with me to go to New York. So I ended up leaving that place. And then the next morning, I find out that she had passed away around 6 or between 6 to 8. I don't really remember. Well, I had to work at 10 a.m. that morning. So I went to work, distraught, you know, I was upset. And I just did not feel okay. When I did it, I just felt super sick. Nauseous. I felt like I was gonna vomit. I felt super dizzy. And in my head, I'm like, maybe I'm just depressed. Like, maybe I'm upset. Obviously, I just got horrible news. Well, I worked until like 1 o'clock. And my boss was like, just go home, Henry. Please go home. So I'm like, are you sure? Yes, cool, whatever. I went home. I took like 3 shots of NyQuil. Don't do it at home, kids. Don't do it. I passed out until the next morning. Now, a little background. I had already set up a COVID test for that Saturday just because I felt sick, but I'm like, maybe it's not COVID. Maybe I'm just being, you know, paranoid. Like everyone in this country was at first. We're like, is this COVID? Is this allergies? Is it the flu? We don't know. It was difficult to tell. You know, is it strep? It was very hard. So I booked that thing. I woke up the next morning and would you know, I had no smell because I sprayed myself with my perfume because I don't know why, because I wanted to look cute for the pharmacist. Hey. And I sprayed myself. I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a goddamn minute. So I drove to CVS. I got a test. And then I went back home and I'm just like, there's no way that I can't smell. So I went and tried the whole toothpaste thing, you know, because of the mint. And yeah, would you behold, I could not taste anything. And then I told my parents, stay the fuck away from me. It's, you know, it's not pretty. And so they did, you know, I was living with my parents at that time. So luckily I had somebody to take care of me because goddamn, I could not have if I wanted to. I got my results on Monday that I was positive. I, of course, had to tell the job that I was in. I was probably positive on Friday because I got at least 3 other people sick, and I feel awful about it. It's the worst thing that I could like think that I did, because it wasn't intentional. You know what I mean? I just thought I was depressed. I thought I was upset. I thought I was going through the emotions. But then I realized that wasn't it. Like on Monday, so they had to quarantine as well, which is good. I remember just feeling so weak. I don't know what your guys' experience was with COVID, but mine was just, I was just so fragile. I couldn't really do much. Going up the stairs was such a battle for me because I slept in the basement. Going up the stairs was such a battle. I wore my mask around my family the entire time. My mom disinfected 24/7. And I remember my cough. So I already have like, I wouldn't say chronic smoker cough, but I definitely used to smoke cigarettes like way, way back in the day. And I think I still have a cough from it. So if you hear me coughing, that's what it is. It has gone away a lot more recently, but at the time during COVID, it just made it worse. So I found out my results Monday. Towards Friday, I had already done 2 days of fevers of 102 to 103. Different times. Of course, they tell you not to take any, like, they tell you fight the symptoms. So I took, you know, like, whatever Advil or ibuprofen, I don't know which one they told you to take. But so I was struggling with that. My cough was making my entire chest cavity and my back sore. Like, imagine arm day times 10. Like, it was awful. I felt like at some point on Saturday, I felt like am I gonna have to go to the hospital? Like, I don't know how bad this is. Like, I couldn't stop coughing. My chest hurts so bad. I feel like I laid in bed the entire time. My lovely sister brought me this, what's it called? The heated blanket things to help my hip. Because my hip, I have fell once. Now my hip is messed up for the rest of my life. She brought me all these disinfectants, some Pedialyte. You know, she was such a sweetheart for doing that. And love and appreciate her for that. But my mom took good care of me. You know, I ended up giving her COVID just because she was taking care of me. But she was symptom-free, luckily. But she tested positive for it, so her doctor said. And so I remember just, like, suffering with that. And some days I would feel fine. You know, like, some mornings I'd be like, yeah, energy. And then at night I'm like, no, I'm ready for bed. And so, like, it was just a constant struggle of back and forth, back and forth. And I know a lot of people who've had COVID, and they tell me that their experiences was way different. My roommate, I'm the one that gave her COVID, and she had a huge headache for, like, the entire process of it, you know, the entire week that she was quarantined from it. And I never got a headache, you know what I mean? So it was a little bit different. She never had a fever. I did. So it was interesting to hear other people's side of it, because everybody's body is different, you know what I mean? So shortly after that, I remember finally being clear to go back to work, which was, you know, honestly, I'd rather be at work. That's what I was telling my friend. Like, I'm like, I'd rather be at work than have COVID ever again. I enjoyed being at home, but not with that pain. Not with that pain and the struggle. Just the breathing part was probably a little bit hard, because I am a, you know, heavier set type of individual. But it was definitely a struggle, and definitely do not wish that on anyone else. And I know COVID has taken a lot of lives from us, and my heart goes out to all the COVID victims. And I just hope people start taking this seriously, and just we're almost there. We just gotta get it through, guys. And I remember dealing with that, and my sister luckily never got it because she had pneumonia in the past. And I know some people deal with it a lot differently if you have pulmonary issues. So I'm glad that she was safe, and she's still safe. She is now vaccinated. I'm fully vaccinated, and my whole friend group is vaccinated for the most part. And that's just something that I'm doing my part on, and just taking that initiative to do something for the community. Whether, you know, it's something small, it's something that you just do when you move along, you know what I mean? That when the vaccines came out, I know everyone's like skeptical, so and so, and everyone has their opinion for sure. My opinion, if you're asking for it and if you're here, you are. I think vaccines are essential. You know, they don't just come up with this stuff for fun. And I just think that it's something that helped and is helping the community. And I hope that more people get vaccinated so we can get through this and hopefully go back to a normal life. But honestly, it's been almost 2 years, and I don't remember what normal life was like before COVID. I don't know if you guys do, but, you know, not wearing a mask or being self-conscious about, are you sick? Is that COVID? Or what you got going on there? It's something definitely that opens up your eyes more, and just makes you, like, a little bit more of, for me, OCD about, you know, touching things other people, taking drinks after people, sharing drinks with people. And which you're probably thinking, why would you do that? Why would you share a drink with somebody? But it's just like, I don't know. Like, it's just something that, you know, hey, if we get sick, we get sick. Cool, but it's not something that you're gonna, you know, possibly die from. But but yeah, no, that's just something that, you know, we kind of had to adapt to change. At least I did. And especially, like, you know, hand sanitizing pathways a lot more, cleanliness of, like,
places that you would think that would do these things, like, you know, movie theaters. You know how they were saying, oh, movie theaters are back open, we are now spraying with this with, like, I don't know, Lysol or some shit. And I remember that. I'm just like, wait, you guys never did that? But I never thought about it until now. You know what I mean? So that was kind of interesting to see how people, businesses, had to adapt themselves to COVID. And, you know, I know the workforce right now is definitely struggling with people trying to get back to work. But also when you have suffered so much, especially the service and I think it's a retail industry, is taking a hard hit just because people are sick and tired of dealing with ungrateful people. Like, that's just facts. You know, the pandemic has really brought out the nastier side of people, which, hey, I've seen mild, medium, spicy. But restaurant Karens take the cake. They take the cake. And the pandemic really brought them out. And I just wasn't in the mood. I was not in the mood. I was like, if you have a problem, girl, take it with somebody else. Because I don't have time nor the patience for this. I don't care. Just leave me alone. And that's kind of what led me to quitting my job eventually. I was going to wait till after my friend's wedding this past few months, but things took a sharp turn and the decision was made for me a lot sooner. Not because I got fired. I quit. I had no choice though. I'm just like, no. But it's just like, I mean, the pandemic brought a lot of things to light, both personally, financially, mentally. I think mentally was the biggest one that was impacted for it. And I know anxiety and depression really had my focus just because I was anxious. I was really, really anxious and I was scared. You know, after having done that to people that I work with, I'm like, what if I get it again? What if I spread it to other people? And now I remember stressing so much out of it. Like, I felt like my hair was falling out. Like, I was like freaking the fuck out. And depression, like, it just felt like, man, we're literally trapped in this and we can't get out. It's kind of like slowly suffocating yourself and you're just like, yeah, this is how it's gonna be. But like I said, with the vaccines, I'm a little bit more hopeful now. I unfortunately did not have the luxury of staying at home during the, not that it was a luxury because it's kind of insensitive, but the I didn't have the choice to staying home during the shutdown, so I didn't get to create a whole bunch of hobbies like other people. I know some people like puzzling, some people like knitting. Some people were really into TikTok, and that's when I kind of got into TikTok, but never really made that many videos. Now I do. Check me out on TikTok. Ooh. Got to plug it in somehow, right? And I know that a lot of people did a lot of hobbying around that time, and I was just working. So after quitting my job, I have more free time, so I'm kind of just experimenting with different types of outlets and just, like, expression. So I think the pandemic kind of helped guide me to where I am right now, and I'm grateful for all the opportunities I've had with my past company, with my current companies, and everything that's been thrown on my plate. I've always appreciated life, and I think that that's something that we can all sit down and agree in, that life is only short. Life is short, so we should make the best of it while we can, even in a pandemic. So thank you all so much for sitting down and listening to me rant about our favorite topic, right? Get out there, be safe, respect people's spaces, get vaccinated if that's something that you believe in, wear your mask. And if you have not heard, Adele is dropping her new single this Friday when this episode is released. So make sure to go and stream Easy On Me by Adele. Thank you all so much for coming today. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you again back at Hen Talk.